Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man with Francine Bryson, country cooking from a redneck kitchen. She is the goddess of the redneck kitchen. And I got to say, but what are you doing, Francine?
I'm taking bacon and beans and coleslaw and making a bruschetta.
A redneck bruschetta.
Yep.
Well, I'm telling you, and it's on my recipe page, too. Well, that's all right, you know. But, I mean, now you're adding, now first you took.
I love coleslaw and baked beans together. I love it.
Uh-huh, so do I.
So we're making a little redneck bruschetta right here. Or bruschetta, however they pronounce it.
Yeah. I don't think you could pronounce it anyway, so.
Do you like barbecue and coleslaw together?
Oh, I love barbecue and coleslaw.
You put coleslaw on your barbecue sandwiches?
Yes, I do.
Well, here you go.
Now, I will use this because it's got the vinegar in it. Before, I would only use vinegar coleslaw, and if I didn't make any, I wouldn't put it on the bread. But this coleslaw you could get away with.
Let me get some more.
Yeah, you got to get some pictures of that.
That's
I'm telling you. Now, when we were off mic, we talked about something, and it was something that I was going to get ready to ask you, but you addressed it before I could ask. And that is, most of the time with baked beans or pork and beans, a lot of people like to have a little bit of sauce. They don't like a lot of sauce.
Right.
Now, you absolutely celebrate the sauce.
Oh, I do.
These are very loose beans.
Yes, I like loose beans. Loose beans are good for you.
Yeah. Well, now tell us, there's a story behind it, too.
Well, we always make ours saucy so you can use your, because everybody's always got bread at barbecue. You've either got the buns or you've got the Texas toast. That way you can use it to sop up all that sauce. So then you get a whole other layer of flavor.
And this way you can literally sop up the sauce with your bread and enjoy another meal.
Exactly.
It's just an addition. Or in this case, you actually made the bruschettas with the, see now this is something Chef Eric would find.
Lizzie made the bread.
Did she really?
Well, it's beautiful.
Wow, Lizzie, you rock. That bread is beautiful.
It is.
And it goes very well.
With redneck bruschetta.
Yes. Now she has finally, I mean, this is something Lizzie ought to be very proud of.
Do they want some of this?
I just took a mistake.
No, I mean, do they want some of this?
They probably will.
Okay.
Now, after the redneck bruschetta. Well, yeah, see, this is something Chef Eric would find absolutely reprehensible. Because this is pure goodness. This would kill it. This would kill him. You know, the coleslaw, the baked beans. Because, see, Francine, you have not yet met Chef Eric because he has to work during the week.
Well, he always runs when I'm here.
Well, you know what it is.
I think he's scared of me.
He would absolutely die because these are recipes he can't even fathom. Because listen, he's a food snob. I mean, what he makes is delicious, incredible, and he has some great recipes, and I love him to death. But cooking with you is fun. Cooking with you is an adventure in my kitchen. You would never see most of the stuff that he makes in my kitchen. All this stuff, it is either found a way, some variation in my kitchen, or it's going to find a way after I got your book. Because it is absolutely...
Did you try one of these?
No, I haven't. I'm afraid to. It's just so good. Oh, look at that. Now, see, it really hurts me, though, what you did about my ranch dressing.
I'm just not a ranch eater.
Yeah, don't forget the darn slaw now you're going to have.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
I had a momentary lapse.
I'll put it right in my hand.
Yeah, you're going to have to cup that one.
Yeah, hey.
We're sopping sauce. Oh, that'd be a good book title.
Mm-hmm.
Sop and sauce.
And you know, you've got a couple of sauces in your book.
Oh, yeah. I love my blueberry barbecue sauce.
That's the one I was going to try. I almost had you make that one.
Why?
Because I love blueberries.
I do, too. We have a buttload of blueberries up there where I live.
Oh, do you really?
Oh, yeah. We got a bunch of farms. So.
Do you have any grown wild at your place?
No, I have wild blackberries.
Oh. Man, That's just so evil. That is so evil. It's so delicious. Anyway.
That's food porn.
Now, you know, you got to start strong and finish strong. And this next recipe you've got for us is strong finishing.
It is.
This is really something you do before the meal.
Do this before, set it up, and have it there for them to eat when I get in there.
Oh, man. So tell us what you got. It's deviled, but it's not really deviled ham, because that's a different kind of.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's just, it was always called deviled ham. I don't know why, it just was. So, it's just one of those things.
But this, I got you some smoked thin deli ham.
I appreciate that.
Because that's what you said you had to have. And if Francine wants it, by golly, she's going to get it. She's going to whoop me if she doesn't, or she won't give me any samples. And neither of those are acceptable.
You like the sampling, don't you?
Oh, I do. See, I didn't even worry about eating before I hit the road.
Because you knew what was going to happen.
Because after this, I hit the road for 6 hours. Now I don't have to stop except to pick up, you know, get a splash and dash down in Dothan. So tell us what you got here. I tried to make the cream cheese room temperature as I could.
It's okay. We can do this.
Now, what are you doing? You're cheating.
I'm heating the bowl up a little bit. So we now, can soften the cream cheese.
Cream cheese. I can't eat it plain.
I can.
Oh, no. I mean, but the way it works in so well with so many dishes, so many things you can make, especially appetizers seem to go extremely well with cream cheese.
You see how soft we got that, how fast it got?
I mean, and you know, that stuff's been sitting out for about 6 hours. I try to keep it as soft as I could get it, but.
Lord.
And then you're adding?
I'm adding horseradish.
Do you cook with horseradish?
I love horseradish.
Fresh horseradish. I don't like the creamy stuff.
I love fresh horseradish. I love horseradish. I think that's what makes this deviled.
Yeah. Yeah, because it gives it that heat.
Exactly.
And there's a heat that only, and a heat and a flavor that only.
Need the Dukes.
And I will even look at that one-hand catch.
Tell you what.
Not the first time they've been. Oh, say excuse me now, Francine.
Excuse me.
Now.
That looks good.
And once again, you could get the exact measurements in her book.
Yes.
Country Cooking from a Redneck Kitchen, Francine Bryson. And you've got so many great recipes. A pinch of salt. Little pepper. Now, a pinch, you know, there's actually a measuring cup for a pinch.
I have a set of spoons, and it says smidgen dash and a pinch.
Now, you called for fresh minced onion, but I gave you a choice. We could have minced onion, but you liked the onion powder.
We're just going to go ahead and use it because we already got it.
Yeah.
Why go to trouble when you don't have to?
And does it really make that much of a difference?
No, it don't.
Yeah. Michael just grabbed the Cholula. He's adding to his bruschetta.
Oh, he's putting on the bruschetta.
Yeah. Now, this is a beautiful.
Now, see, just think. We're making four recipes today. We've already come up with three more to add on top of that. And out of two of them, we have created another. Out of two dishes, we have an appetizer. And you still have enough to feed everybody.
I'm telling you, those baked beans are to die for.
They're good, ain't
those
they?
Those baked. They are. And this is, everybody wants a good dip. I mean, especially this time, a cold dip in the summertime.
Yes.
If you're sitting around drinking cold beer and you've got some chips. I like scoops.
So you can have
more dip in your dip.
I actually got fussed at by a friend of mine because I didn't put my homemade salsa in this book.
Because I refused
to give her the recipe. Yeah.
Ooh.
And she would call me up and say, please, please, please make some salsa. And they'd bring a six-pack of Bud Lights, and we'd have salsa and cold Bud Light.
I'm telling you, one of my dearest friends is a big guy with Bud Light.
I love
Bud Light.
It's
a nice guy to know.
I love
Bud Light.
I do, too.
I mean, I have to watch my calories someplace, and Bud Light's the way to do it. You know, I mean. Why drink heavy beer when you can drink a cold, crisp, icy cold Bud Light? How's that? Obviously, it's good you're on your second sample. Oh, no, there we go.
That was you.
How you doing, sir? wonderful. We got Francine Bryson here, one of the greatest redneck chefs of all time.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
Oh. See, an ice cold Bud Light would be perfect with that because it just has.
You like that kick of horseradish?
Horseradish.
Yep. And you and honestly, there's some people out there that despise it.
Mm-hmm.
You can take it out if you want to. You don't have to put it in there. Put hot sauce in there.
I'm telling you, it is so good. My friends, when we come back, we're going to. Unfortunately, Francine's got to hit the streets and take off and go visit NPR, WSB, book signing. She's just a busy gal, but she always finds time to spend time with Chef and the Fat Man here at Cook's Warehouse. It's become like a second home for you when you're in Atlanta.
It has. I like it here.
I'll tell you what, we love having you. And Francine, I'm so looking forward to it. When we come back, we're going to wrap this thing up. Francine Bryson at Cook's Warehouse, East Coast.